Walk to Markham, turn left on President Clinton Avenue, and walk to St. Vincent Plaza, President Clinton, and Commerce. Cross President Clinton Avenue and continue on Commerce to 2nd Street.
In 1803, this land became a part of the United States with the Louisiana Purchase. Arkansas entered the Union in 1819 as a territory. At that time, the capital was in eastern Arkansas at Arkansas Post. As you walk up Commerce Street, it's important to remember how remote this land was in the early 19th century. By 1819, young men, some with their families, began to come to this area. These ambitious young men were looking for wealth, political power, and an opportunity to start a new life for their families. Other settlers had been here, and it appears that the French called this area Petite Rocher as early as 1799. The men who lived here before 1819 tended to be Frenchmen who had married Quapaws. Quapaw means downstream people, a division of the Sioux. The Quapaw Nation had claimed most of the land in Arkansas long before Europeans began to occupy the land. They claimed the land you're now walking on. As the Americans began to move into the region, they tried to remove the Quapaw. The Quapaw did not want to give up their land, but they had been severely weakened from war and from disease. So in 1818, they signed a treaty with the United States that forced them to give up most of their land. The eastern boundary of the land they ceded to the United States ran from the Little Rock south to the Saline River. The Quapaw line still appears as a survey reference point.